Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
I can't believe you didn't pull me aside after that risk explanation and just get me to retire or just shut it down or move to a different country and just go into isolation. That was definitely my worst moment. That's as bad as Skin's story about Vern Lundquist and the ketchup.
Yeah.
But my story was like a 97-minute story.
Some movies are 3 hours long and some are like, you know, 2 hours and 15 minutes long. You were in the three-hour movie. Yours was the Titanic.
It's so bad.
There were three acts to that explanation of risk.
I just want to, and it was not asked for. No one asked for it.
We need an intermission, man.
No one said, hey, tell me about the fundamentals of risk. And I forced it on everyone, and I'd like to formally apologize for that.
You're right. You could have just said, hey, I played Risk a lot growing up.
That's it. That's all I had to say. But I marched on and through every barricade. I drove right through every barricade and kept going and insisted on being a time-sucking vampire. And I owe everyone who heard that story.
Energy vampire.
Yeah.
Oh, that's coming back. Did you see it?
September 2.
I think you actually told me about that.
Oh, yeah. That's a show Ben needs to watch.
What We Do in the Shadows, Ben.
I've seen it and I love it. It's freaking hilarious. Yes.
Have you seen them all?
No, I haven't seen them all. I've seen some of them and they are awesome. And I wrote a song one time called Time Sucking Vampires. It's about marriage. Time Sucking Vampires. She's on me like a virus.
You can't say that.
I see her like a. No. I see her through my iris. Time Sucking Vampires.
That was on your country record.
Yeah, it was. So I believe in the energy vampire. I think it's, you can just see it sucking the energy out of people. Definitely. It's fantastic. I need to say this. I don't know who needs to hear this. Maybe you do. But KT, I saw you coming back. Like we're both on diets right now.
Yeah.
And I was inspired by you to get back on a diet. So God bless you for that. But I saw you, you're like, we have to like try to find these little healthy approved snacks to eat every now and then. It sucks. It's brutal. But we're also eating salads, more salads than we've ever eaten before.
Also sucks.
Sucks. But here's what's good about it. Here's what's really awesome. The reason you inspired me, and I battled my weight my whole life. I was a fat catcher, just like the kid in Bad News Bears. Overweight catcher. Classic story.
Explain it to me.
Did you?
No, we're good.
But there's such a thing, and my weight has fluctuated a lot over my life, and sometimes you're losing weight, and sometimes you're gaining weight. And when you're losing weight, man, the feeling's so good.
Yeah.
It's that diet mojo, that diet energy. Our buddy Lucky posts pictures.
He's
Alex Lucky.
He's who inspired me.
Yeah, inspired me too. I was like, man, he's looking so good. I'm going to do a diet. I'm going to go back on a diet because of that guy. And then you came in, you started eating all healthy, and you inspired me because you don't want to miss that bus. When someone's near you is on that bus, it's going to be incredible. You're going to watch them transform.
Mm-hmm. It's like Bitcoin.
And you want to be there. You don't want to be the fat guy watching the skinny guy get real, real skinny. You want to go on that voyage too. So you were the final breakthrough for me on that. So,
well, thanks. You're doing great.
Yeah.
I think.
You're doing great.
Do you weigh in?
I do. I have to go weigh in. And this isn't an endorsement.
I'm a Wednesday weigh-in guy.
Okay,
so like,
on Fridays. And this is neither...
That's genius because you can live it up on the weekend a little bit.
Neither of us are endorsing this. This is not this is not an advertisement in any way. But find what... If you put on some weight, just find whatever diet works for you. But commit yourself. And once you start seeing the results, it just goes downhill. It gets super easy once you start getting some good results.
Absolutely. So. And I pee a lot, so, you know, that helps.
Yep.
Every time I pee, I lose weight.
Do you say a pound per?
I feel like it, but
That's not official, though.
It's not official.
Yep.
Sometimes it is, though.
I don't think it is.
I drink a bunch of water, man.
Right now, it's time for this.
He's an irrational, quick-triggered, nuclear overreactor. He's a masterful storyteller who consistently finds himself drowning in a sea of awkward. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
Excuse me. Thank you, Ben. So I'm looking for a soulmate.
Everyone is, right? We're all...
Well,
looking for soulmate.
I'm looking for a Call of Duty soulmate.
Ah.
Here's why. So, my career as a video game player, back in the day, Skin and I were in a band. We're rappers. Shockingly, we failed. I know that's shocking. But there was a period where we went a couple years where we were paid just to make music. We didn't have to work jobs. So, we were at least that professional.
That's cool.
And did a ton of shows. And
yeah.
We were trying to start a record label, and we had investors and everything, so we just made music, played video games.
How was your insurance?
Smoked weed. No benefits. But I played a lot of video games, and I loved, like, Madden. I would play Madden all the time. We talked about this great game. It's a downhill snowboarding game, SSX.
Oh, SSX Tricky. Yeah, but SSX.
That game was freaking awesome,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I loved it.
So there's, you know, a bunch of different variations of Madden and Dusty Diamonds All-Star Softball and all these video games I played, but they were mostly sports games. I never got into first-person shooter games. And then my wife at some point goes, listen, we started having kids, and you know, when my wife and I dated for 10 years before we got married. Think about that. And then we got, and she knew I was a gamer, and then we got married and we were having kids, and she goes, are you really just going to play games in front of the kids all the time? And I'm like, yeah, I probably shouldn't. It's probably a bad idea. So I said, nah, I won't do it. So I didn't. So for a long time, I didn't play any video games at all. And then my kids started playing Fortnite. And I was like, what is this game? Why are they addicted to it? Like, all the kids around are talking Fortnite, Fortnite, Fortnite. We play Fortnite all the time. It's all anybody's talking about. So I was like, what is this game? And I needed to make sure it wasn't like Grand Theft Auto, because I let my kids play Grand Theft Auto. We were going to have a father-son moment, and I played it with them. And
I benefited from that. Ben actually gave me the game Grand Theft Auto. He said, I can't let my kids keep this.
Dad, what's this girl standing here for?
That was back when you had to actually go buy the physical copy of the games,
yeah,
too.
That game, yeah, that game was so inappropriate. You pull over, pick up a prostitute, your car starts shaking back and forth, and your health improves.
It's crazy. It's amazing.
So, not appropriate for kids.
The game's wild.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, I wanted to make sure that, Fortnite wasn't that. And so, I'm like, let me play this game. And I was like, let me play this again. Hey, let me play this again.
Yeah.
Hey, let me play this again. And so, Fortnite got me into playing games again.
You're the oldest Fortnite player, right?
You can Google it.
Yep.
Who is the oldest Fortnite player? And I come up on Google when you search that. So then we started having a lot of fun because KT then started playing. Jason Ferrantello started playing, friend of the show, somehow linked to the invention of the corn dog. Sweet, sweet John Harvick started playing, our former coworker over at The Fan. Actually, at the time, Kavanaugh and some other people at The Fan were playing. We were playing with a lot of friends. It became a really cool social thing.
Kavanaugh got me into it because he started and he was addicted. And I was like, man, I feel like I'm missing out. And
yeah.
I finally played and, you know, I didn't really get caught up in it for a while. And then eventually it hit and I got the bug. And it's incredible.
We had so much fun, especially in the throes of the pandemic.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, we were so isolated. And then it was a good way to stay connected with folks. But as time went on, the game, they kept making changes in the game, and it just, our crew fell apart. Okay? So,
I haven't played it in months, and it's not, when I left it, I was like, this isn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
Because they changed it.
Yeah, they changed it. So, one night I was playing the game by myself, because our crew had fallen apart, so I was just playing by myself, and while I was playing, this guy took out a bounty on me while I was playing and chased me all around the map and gave up on the game just to kill me. And my heart was racing in my chest because I'm like, I was petrified. And it was just so fun. I was like, I was scared to death. This guy chased. I'm like, who is this?
Why would he? What psycho gives up on winning the game and just chases me around?
Like a movie.
Yeah, and I'd be hidden way away from him, and somehow he'd find me.
You were Harrison Ford, and he was Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes, and so I shot him a message in the game, not knowing who it was going to be, and just like, hey, good game. Do you want to play together? I've never done that. I've never played with strangers.
See, that's a wild one, because I just assumed that's a 10-year-old at all
times.
Yeah,
and if it had been, I would have punted. But it turned out it turned out to be this 22-year-old kid who lives in Atlanta. And we just have similar gamesmanship. He knew nothing about my show, obviously, and it was great to play with someone who didn't know anything about it, yada, yada, yada. And so we started playing. And then we started playing together almost every day. So we play. That was just my video game soulmate. I just liked the way he played. He played smart. He was cool guy. We play all the time. Well, he's basically stopped playing. He's disappeared. And so you quit me, Kevin.
I quit.
You quit altogether. I don't think I'm
going back either.
By the way,
I don't want to go back.
I switched over to Call of Duty. I quit playing Fortnite and started playing Call of Duty.
Oh, I've lost many friends to Call of Duty.
Yeah, we lost a lot of great men and women.
Lost a lot of great men.
We lost out there on the field to Call of Duty. And so I started playing Call of Duty, and so that's the game that I really, really like. I paid my son to go upgrade all my weapons for me, so he upgraded all the weapons. But because my son is really good, and when he was upgrading my weapons, my lobbies are too good for me.
If I
play solos, I get slaughtered.
Yeah.
Because he went and upgraded all my weapons, and the game's like, oh, you're one of the best players in the world. Uh-huh. Let's put you in the hardest lobbies. So I'm looking for a new video game soulmate. And last night, I played with some listeners. I posted my Activision ID number on the Ben and Skin Facebook listener group. And I got to play with some listeners and some really cool listeners, and we got a win.
All right.
And we had a good time. It was awesome. But I'm still...
So they weren't good enough for you, though?
Yeah, they were definitely good enough.
You're dating. Sleep with them a couple times?
You have to, like, your style...
Kick them to the curb?
Your styles have to fit. Like, my style, how I was raised in gaming is not to rush out there and get in a bunch of fights and go get killed all the time.
Yeah, just try to win.
I try to win.
Yeah.
And so I do a lot of camping. I'll find a spot in a house that is safe, and I'll wait for someone to walk in. I'll kill their ass when they walk in.
Camping.
I do like camping, but it's different. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't like shooting people while camping.
Oh, okay.
Some people love to rush into the fray, and then everyone dies immediately, and you start over. I want to play for wins, and so I'm searching for that right video game soulmate. So I'll go play squad games with listeners, and we'll have a great time. Like, we went and got a win last night. It was so much fun, and I enjoyed connecting with listeners that way. But I'm still auditioning.
Yeah.
And I think Christina's man may be my video game soulmate.
Well, Ben, I told you this earlier. Unfortunately, he already has game soulmate.
Who is his video game soulmate?
Okay, so it's a lot like your situation earlier. It's this random guy that he started playing Call of Duty with. He lives in Utah. And they get along great, and they play together great. And they're always like, anytime I go over there and he's playing, he's like, hey, he says hi. I'm just like, hi, this guy I've never met that you just play video games with all the time. But his brother, I believe, is open.
Oh, so you
maybe
can...
Cash.
Does Cash play Call of Duty?
He does.
And doesn't have a soulmate, video game soulmate
right
now.
Not that I know of.
There's I would love that.
Connection.
I love Cash Leroy.
So Mike's taken to this weird guy in Utah that you've never met.
Well, he's a cool guy. He's funny.
Oh, you know him? Y'all met?
I've never met him in person.
Yeah,
but I've like talked to him over headset before.
But who knows? You know, there's a lot of mystery behind
maybe.
That's what's weird.
Guy, and you're like, oh wow, that's not what I expected.
It is weird.
There's
because
human skin all over his apartment.
Ugh.
My buddy who I play with in Atlanta. Oh yeah, I've never met him, but we logged thousands of hours together.
Oh, Dylan. Yeah.
Pandemic. Yeah. My wife's like, who are you playing with? I'm like, Dylan. She's like, who? Dylan, my buddy. She's like, what do you mean? Like, have I met him? Like, well, no, he lives in Atlanta. She goes, what? You met him? No.
You should have said you met him at the Super Bowl a couple years ago when we covered the Super Bowl.
Okay. But he's 22. That would be so weird.
At least Mike's guy is of his age.
He is?
Like, he might be 50.
See, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Ben had a guy that was his age. Big Steve.
Okay, Big
and then
Steve.
And get rid of Big Steve.
I played with Big Steve the other day, and it just reminded me. And I played one game with Big Steve, and he had 7 kills, and I had 1, and we came in second place. He carried me, and it was glorious. But he's already with a squad. He's got a squad he plays with every night.
So you traded him for younger. And so he's like, no.
I mean, he's carrying his uncle and his friend and his brother. He carries a whole squad every night. He's got a lot of video game baggage. I'm just a solo. I'm not bringing other people to the party.
And you're looking for trouble.
Yeah. Here's what could happen. Your boyfriend, Christina, could take his video game soulmate, add me to a bizarre love triangle, and we could play trios.
Or throw in cash.
Okay. Or cash and play squads.
Do Cash and Mike get along well in video game world?
Kind of.
They might want a little time apart.
Mike kind of picks on Cash because Cash isn't as good as Mike is. So
okay.
Like spray paint them and stuff, you know?
That's
okay,
that.
So
really funny though.
So while you might think that's a negative, that one person is not as good. You either need this in a video game like this. You need the person you play with to be better than you, so they can carry you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if you play some really good players.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Because that Call of Duty gets too hard. You're playing some guys who are like world-class international players who are somehow in your lobby. You need someone who can kill both of them.
Yeah, so if you can't do that, then...
Yeah, I can't do that. Or...
That's why it's a partnership.
Or it's okay if they also suck horribly, because then their lobbies are terrible because they have no experience. So the algorithm of the game is like, yep, they suck. Let's put them in the easiest lobbies.
Okay, so they put you... Yeah, so you can... Well, are you putting out the call here?
Yeah, I'm putting
out the
call.
That's my question.
I put it out on social media, too.
Like, what type of shape do they have to be in? Do you have a size?
I'm currently auditioning for a video game soulmate. In the meantime, I'm happy to play Call of Duty with any of our listeners anytime.
This is like your Tinder profile.
You got to go to the Ben and Skin listener page on Facebook. You'll find my ID. It's Benny San, and there's this long Activision ID number. I posted it. And I'm currently auditioning. But if I find the right video game soulmate, then we'll go off on some great adventures together, and we'll start playing duos all the time. But in the meantime, we'll play some squad, get some squad runs with some other people.
What if Dylan comes back?
I mean, if Dylan comes back, that'd be great. You know, it'd be reunited and it feels so good. Or if I could get Jason Farantello to start playing more.
What's he doing?
He literally just sent us a text.
He'll play for like 20 minutes and then log off.
Yeah.
Like to me, my wife watches so much bad television, like The Bachelor and all that stuff. It's perfect because she'll go watch bad TV for 3 hours and I'll go play Call of Duty.
He's always watching Friends reruns.
Yeah.
That's what Jason's always doing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, you know, the feeling when you play video games and then you kind of feel bad about it, though, because you feel like you haven't accomplished anything.
That's why I don't play them.
That's, yeah.
Because yep. I'll look like up and guilt. Like 2 hours go by. I'm like, I could have played guitar or.
And now that TV's
something.
Back, that's been getting up a lot of my time. I'm like, there's so much new TV I'm trying to catch up on while also watching The Sopranos from 20 years ago. But no, there's so much new TV on that I'm kind of like, okay, I can watch all this stuff. I got shows to catch up on now.
You're right. I stopped watching. Because there wasn't television. I started playing more video games in lieu of watching television. I started playing video games in lieu of TV.
Because TV production basically went away for a while.
And I'm not certain that it's back. Like, it's not back to the same level it was for me. Oh, my God.
What?
Read this text message I just got, Christina. Read that. Read that on mic.
Aw, that's sweet. Oh, it's Grace. Grace said, can I be your video game soulmate?
Aw, Gracie girl, my 10-year-old daughter. She's listening.
You're out here looking for middle-aged dudes. And you got
your own daughter's like, Dad, I'm right here.
Yes, Grace, you can be my video game soulmate. Case closed. We're off to the races. But
Wait. Why is she listening to the show?
That's a fair question. She's so good. We did win quite a few Fortnite games together.
She is good.
And she loves saying we are legends if we win. Call of Duty's hard, though, man. It's really hard.
I don't mess with it, man. I lost too many. It's like a bitter thing for me.
I'd like for you to learn how to play.
Ah, man, I don't even want to try it.
Why?
Because I lost too many good men.
We lost too many good men out there, huh?
It's like, all right, screw you. You're a Call of Duty guy? Fine. All right.
We should do another night, though. Just one night. Like Fortnite when we all played?
Yes.
Because that was really fun.
Yeah, let's go. Let's stream it.
Control your potty mouth, Christina.
Listen, here's the thing.
I can't.
Here's the thing. It's listen, KT, remember how when we were playing Fortnite and you're in a fight with somebody and then they build a hotel? They go, and they build like this giant fortress and you can't shoot them because they're shielded by this giant thing they built? That's gone. You know, so it's so much easier because you don't have to worry about all that crap.
Unless they have armor on. You can put armor on.
No, I can't even tell who's who, though.
You get used to it. You'll be able to.
No, I tried.
I'd like you to give it a shot. And, Christina, I'd like for you to give it a shot.
Yeah.
And let's play together.
I'll play Madden when it comes out in a couple weeks.
No, let's just do one Call of Duty night.
Call of Duty night. Yeah, but you're for one night.
No. I don't even want to download
it. You're going to deny the listeners what they want?
I'll do a Fortnite night, but I won't do Call of Duty.
Why?
Okay. I don't even want to download. I don't have space.
Oh, delete Fortnite.
Gotcha. Nah, because I might still play that one day.
Oh, my sweet daughter said yes with a bunch of S's.
It's so sweet.
I love you, Gracie girl. Thanks for listening. You shouldn't be listening. This show is inappropriate for you.
Yeah, did you hear the segment about John Millendorf?
No.
I hope not. Anyways. I will be playing with listeners, too. So go to the Ben and Skin Facebook listener group. Ben and Skin listeners on Facebook. You'll see the ID on there. Send me a friend request. I'd love to play with you. Looking forward to playing with more and more listeners. Coming up next, a weekday update. Where are you going to take us with the Jeff Bezos super penis spaceship mission, Kevin?
Yeah, we've got a spaceman situation. I don't think you got to the lobster thing, Ben. We need to find out about that.
Oh. That's next, right here on 97.1 The Eagle.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.